and welcome back to the Temple Park podcast. I'm Emily, and today we are going to be looking at some of the most famous or interesting women serial killer in history. So when you think of a serial killer, you typically think of like Ted Bundy, or else who would you think of, Mia?
I would think of Jeffrey Dahmer and those kind of men, but they're all men. So why don't we look at Leonarda Cianciulli? She's Italian, and she was born in the late 1800s. She fell pregnant 17 times during her marriage. 14 of those babies were born alive. Only 4 of the children got to 2 or 3 years of age. So she became obsessed with their safety and started killing people, sacrificing them to keep her children safe. Over the course of a year, she killed 3 women with an axe, dismembered their bodies, and used caustic soda to disintegrate them. Because she disintegrated them, in her court ceremony, she... Ceremony?
That's pretty dark, I'm not going to lie. Like.
Yeah, well, like, she used their ashes to, like, make cakes and soaps and gave them to, like, her friends and neighbours.
Was she mental, or did they ever find out?
I don't really know, but she got, like... Her nickname was, like, the soap maker of Correggio, and she was given 3 years in a criminal asylum.
Wait, did she make soap?
Yeah, she made the ashes into soap and cakes. Soap and cakes. Okay.
That's pretty scary, not gonna lie. Is that all about her?
Yeah, she died after like 30 years in prison, I think.
I have another interesting one. It was actually recently on a Netflix show called The World's Worst Roommates. It's on the first episode. It was one of the women serial killer who was nicknamed Sweet Little Granny. Her name was Darcia Puente. So basically, she wore these little like kind of chiffon dresses and had like really thick glasses. She looked really innocent, but she would like take people into her home, claiming it was like kind of residential, so everyone would think she's a great person. She donates so much money to charity, but how she was getting all this money was she was stealing their pensions, and then she was donating money, and she was donating their clothes after she killed them and buried them in her back garden. Yeah, so one man went missing. And his social worker noticed, and she kept on insisting he had gone to Mexico. Oh. So his social worker was like, nah, he's not in Mexico. Yeah. So they did a little digging in her back garden and found 7 bodies. Oh. And they know she killed between 9 and 15, but she only got 3 life sentences for 3 murders.
Wow.
Jesus.
Yeah.
What happened with the other bodies, do you know?
They don't know. They don't ever find the rest, but they just like, yeah. Do you have any interest in her, Blessie?
I have a lady called Amelia Dyer, and she was one of the most prolific murderers in British history, and she kills infants, babies. She killed over more than 400 infants. She was a trained nurse, but widowed in 1869. And then she took to baby farming to support her family.
What is baby farming?
I don't know.
I think it's just like bringing the babies in and like saying you're going to raise them. Like, you know, like
fostering.
No, I think it's like if you have like a sheep farm or something, you raise the sheep. You know, so I think it's just she took in loads of babies. Or, like, maybe people paid her to take the babies.
Okay, and here's the worst bit. She began to start starving the babies, and she was drugging them. What's that?
I don't know.
And she, like, strangled them and basically started just liking killing babies.
Sounds pretty not fun anyway.
Yeah. Okay. And I mean, she was only caught because one of the baby's bodies was recovered from a river. Yeah.
Got anything to say, Tara?
I think Rose West is really interesting. Along with her husband, Fred, the Wests were a serial killer duo who committed a series of heinous acts, including killing several of their own children.
Oh.
Between 1967 and 1987 in England, Fred and Rose West ran what later became known as the House of Horrors. The home was a den of domestic violence, cruel beatings, insane,
and what, they'd murder them?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds pretty bad anyway.
They murdered their own children.
Oh.
Oh, that, they must have been insane.
And Rose is still in prison to this day. She's still alive.
So that's all we have for now. We'll probably add more.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Saul, introduce. Hello and welcome to the Temple Carrick podcast. My name is Saul Sweeney. I'm here with Cal, Saoirse, Hamish is here as well, Erica, and Camille.
Nice.
That's kind of embarrassing.
So we're going to be doing unpopular opinions today. Erica, do you have any unpopular opinions?
I think Kanye West is a very good artist, but he can be very controversial. Do you like Kanye West, Camille?
Yeah, sure.
Do you like Kanye West?
That's not really an unpopular opinion, though.
All right, we're giving an actual unpopular opinion. Can money buy happiness, Saul?
Yes, actually.
That's not an opinion, that's a question.
Can money buy happiness?
Yeah, but it's an unpopular opinion.
What's other unpopular?
An unpopular opinion would be money can buy happiness.
Okay, sorry. Okay. I retract my statement. Money can buy happiness. Saul, anything to add?
I think it can. In some ways, though, it can't buy pure happiness, but it can give you happiness for a certain amount of time.
It can make life easier.
It can, make life easier, but I feel like money can buy, happiness is love, but you can also buy love. But
you tell them.
Aww.
You're so cute.
Thanks. I feel like, you can, but it's only a certain amount of time you can buy happiness for.
All right, Erica, do you have anything else?
No.
No.
Camille? No.
No.
There's a... Oh, this is a dead L.
No, go back to Kanye West. What's your favorite song?
Gold Digger.
I'm not a big Kanye West fan.
You're not a big fan?
Really? Now it's controversial. Now it's an unpopular.
Why do you not like him?
Oh, he's just not my...
Not my
thing.
Why?
Not my cup of tea.
Elaborate.
No. Oh, just...
Who's better? Big Pop Smoke. Juice WRLD.
Nah, I'd be like,
you are a Juice WRLD fan.
Nah, I don't listen to Juice WRLD.
Who do you listen to?
Juice WRLD. I'd be mainly like Drill and stuff.
Drill?
Nah, but I'd have Drill a bit
in
of
it,
like,
in it.
He's like Central C, like,
oh no.
Nah, I'd have like a bit of like Drake and stuff in there as well.
Drake?
Just I like Drake.
It'd just be a bit
humble. Well, so you can't just Drake over Kanye. So did you like Certified Lover Boy? Or no? Was that a flop?
Some songs are good, some songs are absolute.
The first time I listened to it, it wasn't good. But then, like, I picked
better.
It a couple songs. But Donda was good. Donda was good.
Erica, what's your favorite Kanye West song?
I like Gold Digger, and I like N Word in Paris as well.
It's a good song. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer older rap. What about you? Do you like New Day stuff?
Like, I feel like it's improved in some ways because it feels a lot more poppy because older rap was more kind of, I feel like if you rap you're in, well, not really, but it's kind of more it was gang related, and now it's more kind of like you're just doing your own thing, like Jack Harlow isn't in the gang, but he raps like he's just having fun, he's rapping,
like he's
but
just
he also
enjoying himself.
He uses like kind of like the same words as maybe like, I don't know, not like Tupac, he doesn't use the same words, but like he still kind of has the same flow as older like rappers, so that's why I kind
of
like
he's the exact opposite of what I think a rapper would look like though.
Yeah,
like he's still so good.
True. Does he still have like glasses and like curly
and
hair
like
and stuff?
Curly like afro.
Yeah,
he's going longitude, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got. Are you going longitude?
Yeah,
3 days
on longitude as well.
Yeah, are you going 3 days? Yeah.
Me too.
Who
are you looking forward to,
Saoirse?
You know, Doja Cat's apparently pulled out.
Doja Cat.
Yeah, apparently she did. But they said the same thing about Tyler the Creator.
Who wants to buy my tickets?
I'm so excited for Tyler the Creator.
I am listening to Tyler the Creator.
What?
Out of the three, I think I listen to him the most.
Really?
I'll go to Dave. But I'm not really much of a Dave fan.
You don't like Dave?
No, it's Dave though. It is Dave. But I didn't know he existed until the longitude lineup.
What?
Yes.
You didn't know Dave?
I knew he existed, but I've never listened to one of his songs.
I didn't know.
Same. Oh, no, his songs are
like, he won, like,
good.
A Grammy or a Brit Award or something.
For
and
what?
And then I saw him, but, like, I didn't actually.
For his psychodrama.
Yeah.
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 That was really good. Hamish,
Hamish, it
was
you
such
say
a good album.
Hold on, Hamish, Hamish, come here over to
Hamish,
Mike.
What type of music do you like?
Is yeah, well.
What's it like, country?
I think Flashing Lights is my favourite Kanye West song.
Oh, that's a good song as well.
It's a really good one.
Do you like his older stuff or newer stuff?
Older.
Donda was not
did you not like Donda?
No.
Really? Did you not like any
like
songs?
It. I liked
Donda.
A few.
Donda. No.
That was his mom's like
heartbeat. Yeah.
You can't diss that.
Class is over.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you very
all
much
sound
for
boy.